He chose us. That's how it felt when Lior first appeared. Our family had moved to a remote house tucked between desert hills in New Mexico. It was quiet, almost too quiet. But then one morning, standing still as a statue at the edge of our property, was this elegant dog, lean, alert, fur dusted with earth tones that matched the landscape. He didn't approach. He just watched. We saw him again the next day. And the next. Always on the ridge. Silent. Observing. The locals told us it might be a Canaan dog. Rare, primitive. Descended from wild desert dogs. A breed known for their fierce loyalty once trust is earned. They said if one picks you, you're family. So we waited. We left water out. Food. A blanket. He didn't take any of it at first. Just watched. Weeks passed. Then one night, during a thunderstorm, we heard frantic barking. I opened the front door to find Lior, soaked, shivering, growling at something behind him. I stepped out to see a rattlesnake, just feet away from our porch. Lior had chased it off. That was the night he walked inside. From that moment, he was ours. Or rather, we were his. Lior adapted to Hal's life, like it had always been his. He slept by the window, guarding the night. Walked the kids to the school bus every morning. He didn't bark unless it mattered. He was stoic. Strong. A quiet protector. But then something changed. Lior started ignoring his food. Skipping meals. Drinking less water. We checked his paws, his gums, his eyes. The vet ran tests. Nothing came up. But I knew. Something was off. He wasn't sick. He was sad. We had taken a short trip a few weeks earlier and boarded him at a kennel. Maybe it unsettled him more than we realized. Canaan dogs bond deeply, and when separated, it hits them hard. He was eating just enough to survive, not enough to thrive. I was desperate. I tried cooking fresh food. He'd sniff, then walk away. It was like he lost his spark. One evening, scrolling through a dog rescue group online, I found a post raving about a product called Kel 365, a dog food topper. People swore it helped their dogs regain interest in food, especially after trauma or change. It was worth a shot. The next morning, I mixed it into Lior's food. The second the jar opened, his ears twitched. He walked over, sniffed, and this time, he didn't turn away. He started eating. It was slow at first, as if testing it. Then faster. By the end of the week, he was waiting by his bowl before breakfast. That's when the changes came. His coat started shining again. He played tug-of-war with the kids. He howled once at sunrise, a sound we hadn't heard in months. Lior was back, and I don't know if it was the taste or the nutrition in Kel 365, but I know this. It brought something back to him. A connection. A memory. A feeling of home. Now, every time I sprinkle it over his meal, I say quietly, for the watcher on the hill. Because some bonds are sacred. And keeping them strong? Sometimes it starts with just one spoonful of love.